Good morning and welcome to another Mansion Inglés podcast. From mansioninglés.com. Recorded for February 2010. Is it 2010 or 2010? I don't know. 2010 has fewer syllables and it's easier to say, but 2010 seems more natural to me. I think we'll have to wait and see what the majority of English speakers decide to say. Why not 2010, just to be different? Anyway, here's where we talk about English. English vocabulary, English grammar, English expressions, pronunciation, British English, American English, Spanglish English, all hopefully to improve your English a little. This month, in our monthly newsletter, El Cuaderno Mensual, you probably saw a few general expressions in the basic section of the newsletter. La parte básico. If you did the exercise, and even if you didn't, I want to test you. So I'm going to say the Spanish with my really bad Spanish pronunciation, and I want you to say the English translation before I do. So speak after you hear the tone. Di la traducción de las siguientes frases antes que las digo yo. Y después del tono. Okay, are you ready? ¿Listo? 1. Gracias. Thank you. 2. De nada. You're welcome. 3. ¿Qué tal? How are you? 4. No entiendo. I don't understand. 5. Tengo una reserva. I have a reservation. 6. ¿Cuánto cuesta? How much is it? 7. Quisiera un café. I'd like a coffee. 8. ¿Cuál es tu número de teléfono? What's your phone number? 9. ¿Te puedo dar un beso? Can I kiss you? Can I kiss you? 10. Tomaré lo mismo que ellos. I'll have what they're having. Now listen to the English again and repeat. Escucha y repite. Thank you. You're welcome. How are you? I don't understand. I have a reservation. How much is it? I'd like a coffee. What's your phone number? Can I kiss you? I'll have what they're having. Good. Now let's move on to the intermediate and advanced part of the newsletter, where you saw vocabulary connected to the five senses, los cinco sentidos. Do you remember what the five senses are in English? Oído, hearing, vista, sight, tacto, touch, gusto, taste, olor, smell. We can use five basic verbs to talk about the five senses. Listen and repeat. To sound, to look, to feel, to taste, to smell. These verbs are usually modified by an adjective, not an adverb. For example, my new iPod sounds fantastic. Repeat. My new iPod sounds fantastic. She looks really sexy. Repeat. She looks really sexy. It felt weird. Weird means raro or extraño. Repeat. It felt weird. This chicken tastes wonderful. Repeat. This chicken tastes wonderful. The cake smelt delicious. Repeat. The cake smelt delicious. In the hearing exercise, there were six adjectives to describe sound. Listen and repeat. Noiseless. A noiseless environment. Silent. A silent prayer. A prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R, is oración in Spanish. Repeat. A silent prayer. Quiet. A quiet person. Noisy. A noisy bar. Loud. Loud music. Deafening. A deafening noise. Sordo is deaf. So we say a deaf person. Can you hear me? Are you deaf? The verb is to deafen. And the adjective is deafening. Repeat. A deafening noise. Do you remember the sight vocabulary? Maybe there are some words here that you haven't heard before. For example, to glimpse, vislumbrar. Glimpse is a verb and a noun. The noun, glimpse, likes to go together with the verb to catch. To catch a glimpse of something. What's the past of the verb to catch? Caught. Ojo, be careful of the pronunciation of caught. C-A-U-G-H-T. I caught a glimpse. Repeat. I caught a glimpse. I caught a glimpse of Penelope Cruz. I caught a glimpse of Penelope Cruz in a restaurant in Madrid last week. To catch a glimpse of someone or something. Then we had the verb to gaze. Mirar fijamente. I can gaze out of the window for hours, just thinking of nothing. Actually, I'm lucky to have a flat with a view of the sea, so I do gaze out of the window quite often. Just gazing out to sea and daydreaming, when I should be working. To daydream is soñar despierto or despierta. To stare also means mirar fijamente. But I think it is with more intensity, más intensidad, than to gaze. Who are you staring at? ¿A quién estás mirando? It's staring you right in the face. Salta la vista. She was staring into the distance. Tenía la vista fija en la distancia. O miraba fijamente a lo lejos. She was staring into the distance. The verb to peer, P-E-E-R, means tratar de ver, esforzarse por ver, to look at something with difficulty. He peered into the fog, but he couldn't see anything. My grandmother peered at me over the top of her glasses. To glance means to look quickly. Echale una ojeada o un vistazo a alguien. She glanced at me as I walked past her desk. We glanced at each other discreetly. To notice is notar, o darse cuenta, o fijarse. I didn't notice what he was wearing that day. No me fijé en lo que llevaba ese día. I noticed some words painted on the wall. Me fijé en algunas palabras pintadas en la pared. Sight verbs often have the preposition at, to look at, to gaze at, to stare at, to glance at, etc. The next group of words was connected to the verb to touch. Listen and repeat. To snatch. Arrebatar. Arrancar. A thief snatched her handbag. To press. Apretar. Press the button to turn it on. To grab. Agarrar. Can you grab that box for me? To stroke. Acariciar. My cat loves to be stroked. To tap. Dar un golpecito a. The screen is touch sensitive. Just tap on an icon to open an application. Next we had the verb to taste with some taste adjectives. How does a lemon taste? A lemon tastes sour. And sugar? Sugar tastes sweet. Black coffee. Black coffee tastes bitter. Crisps are papas. In British English, we say crisps for papas. In American English, papas are chips or potato chips. Of course, chips in British English are patatas fritas. How do you say patatas fritas in American English? Fries or French fries. Well, they used to say French fries before the Gulf War, and when France refused to support America against Iraq, French fries became freedom fries. So I don't know what they're called in America now. Probably just fries. Anyway, how do crisps usually taste? Crisps, or chips in the USA, taste salty. Indian food, Mexican food, some Thai food taste very spicy. Repeat, spicy. I love spicy food, especially curry. One of the best things in the world is to go to the pub, drink 6 or 7 pints of good English beer, and then go for a curry in a good Indian restaurant. You should try that sometimes. It's good for your English. And finally, we had 4 adjectives connected to the sense of smell. Listen and repeat. Scented. Perfumado. Repeat. Scented. A scented candle. Fragrant. Fragante. Repeat. A fragrant perfume. Smelly. Que huele mal. Maloliente. Repeat. Smelly feet. Stinking. Apestoso, apestosa. Pestilente. Repeat. Stinking rubbish. Listen and repeat. I feel great. It tastes delicious. That smells fantastic. It sounds brilliant. Hey, you look great. He smells disgusting. I never put vinegar on salads. It tastes too sour for me. She smiled at me, gazed into my eyes, and I fell completely in love with her. Strong cheese gets really smelly if you leave it out of the fridge too long in the summer. If I'm too noisy while my dad's reading the newspaper, he peers over his glasses at me and stares at me until I'm quiet. To turn on the computer, press the silver button until you see a green light. You forgot to put the milk back in the fridge. It tastes sour. It must have gone off. Get your smelly feet off the table immediately. Would you mind if we went to a different pub? This one's too noisy. I can't hear myself think. Here's some more vocabulary with the word sense. Listen to the Spanish and try to say the English word or expression before I do. Then repeat to practice pronunciation. Un sentido del oído. A sense of hearing. Un sentido del olfato. A sense of smell. Un sentido del gusto. A sense of taste. Un sentido del tacto. A sense of touch. Entrar en razón. To come to one's senses. Un sentido de la orientación. A sense of direction. Un sentido del humor. A sense of humor. No tiene el más mínimo sentido del humor. He's got absolutely no sense of humor. Perdí completamente la noción del tiempo. I lost all sense of time. Sentido común. Common sense. Tuvo la sensatez de dejar su número de contacto. She had the sense to leave her contact number. No puedo hacerlo entrar en razón. I can't make him see sense. Ser comprensible, tener sentido. To make sense. En cierto modo, ambos tienen razón. In a sense, they're both correct. Esto no tiene sentido. That doesn't make sense. Lo que dijo era muy razonable. What he said made a lot of sense. Un sentido de la justicia. A sense of justice. Un sentido de ritmo. A sense of rhythm. Un sentido de la orientación. A sense of direction. Un sentido de satisfacción. A sense of satisfaction. No tiene sentido ser violento. There's no sense in being violent. Dar un sentido de responsabilidad. To give a sense of responsibility. Buen juicio. Good sense. De cierto modo. In a sense. Dar sentido. To make sense. Sentido metafórico. Metaphorical sense. Buen sentido al conducir. Road sense. Sentido del deber. Sense of duty. Sentido de bien y el mal. Sense of right and wrong. Sexto sentido. Sixth sense. That was a podcast from mansioninglaise.com. The music for this podcast was by Revolution Void. The album, The Politics of Desire. The track, Line of Flight. And also, Beat Juice. The album, Slow Motion. The tracks were Tears 2, Lolas, and Repeat. Thanks for listening, and see you next month. Bye.